This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will interact with students across the country in the 9th edition of Pariksha Pe Charcha this morning. The annual event will be telecast at 10 a.m. across multiple platforms. The 2026 edition will focus on helping students remain stress-free during examinations and promoting a stronger focus on learning. Our correspondent has a report.
Pariksha Pe Charcha has evolved into a nationwide Jan Andolan, witnessing participation of more than 4.5 crore students, teachers and parents registering through the MyGov portal. Besides Delhi, this edition will cover Coimbatore in Tamil Nadu, Raipur in Chhattisgarh, Devmogra in Gujarat and Guwahati in Assam. It will be telecast on Prime Minister Narendra Modi's YouTube channel, Doordarshan and the Ministry of Education's social media platforms. The program will also be live on Waves OTT, Amazon Prime Video, Jio, Z5, Sony Live and Spotify. The Pariksha Pe Charcha initiative has been conceptualized by the Prime Minister and is in alignment with the National Education Policy 2020. It aims at reshaping the examination experience of students by fostering confidence, positivity and holistic well-being and celebrating the exam season as a utsav. With Rishu Jaiswal, Pallavi Parmar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India's trade deals with European Union and the United States have instilled confidence in the world that it is moving towards global stability. Mr. Modi was replying to the discussion on motion of thanks to the President's address in the Rajya Sabha yesterday. The Prime Minister said the country is entering into future-ready trade deals with major countries that are drawing global approval and expanding opportunities for India's youth.
बड़े-बड़े देश भारत के साथ व्यापारिक संबंध बनाने के लिए बहुत ही आतुर है यूरोपीय संघ का ट्रेड डील हो अमेरिका के साथ अभी अभी हुआ जो ट्रेड डील हो पूरा विश्व खुल करके इस ट्रेड डील का तारीफ कर रहा है जब यूरोपियन यूनियन के साथ ट्रेड डील हुआ तो विश्व को भरोसा हुआ कि अब वैश्विक स्तर पर स्थिरता की संभावना बढ़ेगी अमेरिका के साथ ट्रेड डील होने के बाद विश्व को और भरोसा हो गया कि जो स्थिरता की एहसास हो रहा था अब गति का भी एहसास होने लगा इसका सबसे बड़ा लाभ हमारे देश के नौजवानों को होगा
Mr. Modi observed that in the post-COVID world, as global instability grows, a new world order is emerging. An impartial analysis shows a clear tilt towards India. He stressed that India has become a trusted partner and friend to many nations, contributing shoulder to shoulder to global welfare. The Prime Minister highlighted that India has become the strong voice of the global South on international platforms. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will review border security and hold a high-level meeting in Jammu today on the security situation in the Union Territory. Mr. Shah reached Jammu last night on a two-day visit to Jammu and Kashmir. Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha received the Home Minister on his arrival at the Jammu airport. During the visit, Mr. Shah will meet security agencies and administrative officials to evaluate the overall law and order situation and also assess the progress of the ongoing development initiative. The United States and Iran will hold direct nuclear negotiations in Oman's capital Muscat today, marking a critical diplomatic engagement amid heightened regional tensions. The talks, scheduled to begin at 11:30 a.m. Indian Standard Time, comes after days of uncertainty over the venue, format and agenda. India will lock horns with England at the summit clash of Under-19 ODI Cricket World Cup at Harare in Zimbabwe this afternoon. The match will start at 1 p.m. Indian Standard Time. India reached the final, defeating Afghanistan by 7 wickets in second semi-final at Harare. England booked their spot with a 27-run win over defending champions Australia in the first semi-final at Bulawayo. Royal Challengers Bengaluru clinched their second Women's Premier League cricket title after beating Delhi Capitals by 6 wickets at the BCA Stadium in Vadodara last night. Put into bat first, Delhi Capitals posted 203 runs for 4 in the stipulated 20 overs. In reply, RCB overhauled the target, losing 4 wickets in 19.4 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.